A Roxborough man already convicted on felony charges is back in custody after being found with 19 guns he wasn't allowed to possess in his home. Assistant District Attorney Corey Gamble with the DA's Gun Violence Task Force says Thomas Breon had a variety of weapons in his possession.
Further investigation and search warrants revealed that 19 firearms were recovered, 13 handguns, 2 shotguns, and 4 rifles.
The investigation into how the weapons were acquired is ongoing, and additional charges could come from that review. Breon is legally prohibited from owning a firearm because of his prior conviction. Well, Philadelphia is still offering incentives to fill vacant summer lifeguard positions. WHYY's Tom McDonald has the details.
Parks and Recreation Commissioner Susan Slauson says they've recruited only about half the 400 lifeguards needed to open the city's swimming pools this summer.
We are only up to about 200 people that have applied. We need to have 400 people that have applied and we've cleared. So we are still looking.
Slauson said the city's offering incentives to get more people to sign up for the job.
You have until May 15th. To get the additional $500 incentive. We want to open all 63 pools. We cannot do it without lifeguards.
There is free training being offered by the city for the position. Officials are also seeking pool maintenance workers for the summer. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Well, a beautiful day out there on this Monday, 72, sunny in Philadelphia. And tomorrow, well, if those pools were opened, it might be a pretty good pool day. We are expecting sunny and clear skies on Tuesday with temperatures jumping by about 10 degrees or so. Highs peak on Tuesday in the low 80s. Very, very nice. Then down to about 70 on Wednesday, down to the low 60s on Thursday. And we are expecting some midweek clouds and showers this week. Sunshine comes back after a wet Wednesday and Thursday on Friday.